In our last program, we examined a number of words which have come to English from foreign sources. These include
débris,
en famille,
and
en passant.
We continue the subject today. We shall look at two expressions of Latin origin, which have become part of formal English usage. After that, we shall look at two expressions of French origin. Our first expression is
quid pro quo.
Quid pro quo. Three words. The first is spelt as
Q-U-I-D.
Quid. And this means something. The second is
pro,
spelt as
P-R-O.
Pro, which means for, in place of. And the third is co, spelt as
Q-U-O.
Co, meaning something. The expression quid pro quo, therefore, means literally something for something. This is a noun which refers to something given in return for something else.
So it is an arrangement, since it involves an exchange of some sort?
Yes. Take this and give me that in return, that is.
Or do this for me, and I'll do that for you in turn.
Yes, thus we talk of a quid pro quo arrangement. For example,
we agreed that he should look after one of my children in the UK while I took care of his property in Ghana.
On a quid pro quo basis.
Yes, a kind of quid pro quo arrangement against which neither of us had any complaint.
I now turn to the second Latin expression, which has become part of formal English discourse. And that is
status quo.
This expression also has two words in it. Status, spelt
S-T-A-T-U-S.
Status. And quo, spelt
Q-U-O.
Quo. Status quo. This is also a noun in English, and it's often preceded by the definite article the status quo. And the expression means
the existing situation at a given moment.
The status quo. Here's an example of its use.
We found in the course of the debate that management benefited from the status quo.
And naturally, they wanted to see it entrenched. You should have seen this even before the meeting.
Some of our listeners may have heard the expression status quo ante. Status quo ante.
Do the two expressions mean the same?
Not exactly. The addition of the word ante changes the meaning.
Ante is spelled A-N-T-E, is it?
Yes, and it means before, previously. The status quo ante, therefore, means the situation as it existed before now.
The status quo.
The status quo ante.
Now, listen to this short exchange.
I wasn't at the meeting, but I don't believe all members of management wanted to perpetuate the status quo. There must be one or two who would like to see a change.
There were certainly a few who wanted a change, But what kind of change? They would like to see changes which would take the company back to the days of Mr. Folia. They are pushing for the status quo ante.
But the status quo ante, as you call it, has elements which favor us, the junior staff.
The status quo ante, in their view, may be more favorable to workers than the status quo. Kofi disagrees, however. We have just enough time for one foreign word. It is not from Latin. It is from French. And it is soirée.
S-O-I-R-E-E.
Soirée. This is also a noun in English. And it refers to an occasion, a formal party in the evening. It usually takes place in someone's home for music, conversation, and so on. Here's an example of its use.
After the last lecture, everyone was tired.
And you wanted to have something to drink in a relaxed atmosphere?
Well, that's what all of us expected, but what most had hoped to be an informal gathering of conference participants turned out to be a soiree in the real sense, attended by dignitaries including men from the business world and diplomats.
And how were you able to cope?
We decided not to cope. We all assumed a defiant mood.
And what did it entail?
Hobnob with formally dressed diplomats and businessmen in our jeans.
Hobnob with formally dressed diplomats and businessmen in our jeans. That's all, listeners. Have a good day. Goodbye.